Border Patrol agents cautious, prepared for migrants with coronavirus, says Union VP. By Bob Price on March 16, 2020. National Border Patrol Council Vice President Chris Cabrera told Breitbart News that the agency represents are being cautious but are well prepared for the possibility of coronavirus-affected migrants illegally crossing the border. He said the agents are undergoing additional training and exercises in preparation. Border Patrol agent Chris Cabrera, in his capacity as Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council, told Breitbart News daily agents are being cautious as they screen migrants they apprehend after they illegally enter the U.S. from Mexico. Cabrera is currently assigned to the nation's busiest sector for migrant apprehensions, the Rio Grande Valley. In an interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe, Cabrera responded to questions about the threat posed by the possibility of COVID-19-infected migrants illegally crossing the border. "I think it's a very big threat," Cabrera stated. "In the Rio Grande Valley, we catch a lot of Chinese nationals. Not only that, but the majority of the people we catch are people that are other than Mexican. We catch more non-Mexicans than we catch Mexican nationals. Our law enforcement agency arrests more people than any other law enforcement agency," Cabrera explained while discussing the risk faced by his agents. Breitbart's Alex Marlowe reminded Cabrera about the recent visit to the border by Breitbart News in November. "I got to see with my own two eyes, Chinese nationals crossing the Rio Grande into Texas," Marlowe stated. "It was pretty stunning. It was one of the more stunning moments of the week. Especially with this virus, let's just say that if we catch a lot of Chinese nationals and they happen to be infected," Cabrera continued. "They go to Mexico City as the first stop on their trip and then by either bus or plane up to Reynosa. How many people are they coming in contact with?" Cabrera cited the crowded methods the cartel-connected human smugglers use in transporting the migrants and the cramped conditions of the stash houses. "It just takes one little bug, virus, that will just get out of control here in the United States. It is a very real possibility this could get out of control," he said. Marlowe asked the agent about preparations for contact with potentially infected migrants. "We have messaging coming out daily," the Border Patrol union leader said. "I was in training on this last week on this. Each station is doing exercises little by little to run scenarios in case something were to happen." He explained they have been retrofitting some vehicles to better be able to transport potentially infected migrants to Border Patrol stations or hospitals. "Unfortunately, in case of a widespread quarantine, we are still going to work, we're still out there," he concluded. "We're going to be there for the duration." Click here to listen to Cabrera's full interview on Breitbart News Daily. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook. Disclosure: Breitbart Texas sponsored the Green Line podcast for the NBPC in an effort to provide a platform for agents to inform the public about the realities on the border and what Border Patrol agents face. Director Brandon Darby received an award from the Laredo chapter of the NBPC for his work in helping to defend and bring a voice to Border Patrol agents. Breitbart News assisted in covering funeral costs for a slain Border Patrol agent previously. Darby and Breitbart senior management have directly stated and shown that helping to bring a voice to the expressed needs and interests of Border Patrol agents is a top priority personally, individually, and together through Breitbart News.